out of gas.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us as we continue coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. It was a nice ride on Election Day. Stocks up, 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 triple-digit gains for blue chips, and then the election came and went and... Oh, stocks went down, down, down. The Dow lost nearly 500 yesterday, and the listing ship keeps twisting downward this morning. In Asia and Europe, markets have lost or are losing ground. Oil prices in Asia fell below $65 a barrel. Speaking of oil, American automakers are burning it big time. It's a gaping hole punctured by abysmal sales that's sucking cold, hard, liquid cash. And they're looking to Congress and the White House for some relief. They've already got $25 billion on the table from the Energy Department to finance more fuel-efficient cars. They want a cash infusion to help with liquidity and perhaps billions more to help finance a GM-Chrysler merger. A lot of requests, and Marketplace's Steve Henn joins us now from Washington, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to meet with car executives and union officials. Steve, the Bush administration already rejected the merger financing, saying it'll be up to the next administration, right?
Well, that's right. And Obama has said he's interested in helping them. And I think what the auto industry executives and union members are hoping is that when Congress comes back 2 weeks from now on November 17th, that any stimulus package will include more aid for their industry. But it's not clear that a bigger package would actually get through. Now, the same members of Congress who were here earlier in the year are still here. You know, new members haven't been sworn in.
Right.
And it might not get through the Senate. And a larger package also might not be signed by the president.
It sounds like a lot of variables, a lot of ifs, and it sounds like the car makers are dancing right now.
They're dancing, and they're in trouble. And there's a lot of concern that the big automakers could be running out of cash, especially by the end of the year. And they need help, and they're coming to Washington asking for help. They want to be a little careful about not alarming the markets too much. But last night, the North American president of GM told a group of automakers that they were sort of facing 100 very critical days to get Washington support, to get the new administration support for helping the industry, and that, you know, they really needed to make the case that letting one of the big three go, letting one of them fail, would be more expensive and more costly both to the government and the economy than helping them out right now.
Marketplace's Steve Henn joining us from Washington. Steve, thanks.
Thank you.
Incidentally, the world's biggest automaker, Toyota, warned that profits are likely to sink to a 13-year low, so it's not just American car companies hitting potholes. It seems few people are buying much of anything these days. American retail chains report their October sales this morning, and the month is shaping up to be one of the worst on record. Could that mean the upcoming holiday shopping season's toast? Here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
It's no surprise that Americans are spending less these days. Unemployment is surging and consumer confidence for October plunged to its lowest level ever. That has some predicting the worst holiday shopping season in more than two decades. Paul Nolte is a retail analyst with Hinsdale Associates. He says some retailers will be hurt more than others.
I think the opportunities lie with the much stronger financial retail companies, as well as those that are going to serve the more general public, as you were, not as upscale.
Think Walmart and its low, low prices. And as shoppers look for deals, online retailers with low overhead may fare better than their brick-and-mortar competitors. Luxury retailers like Saks and Nordstrom's may be the hardest hit. Forecasters are predicting as much as a 3% drop in sales as America's wealthiest consumers go bargain hunting instead. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
Silicon Valley is in a startup slump. The down economy has made venture capital harder to come by, and corporate research budgets are shrinking. That's given universities a leg up in the battle for new ideas. Caitlin Carroll reports from the Marketplace Innovations Desk.
So I took three pictures of you. One, two, three. Oops,
and presto, I have my own avatar winking and blinking at me from a computer screen. It's like a 3D cartoon of me, glasses and all.
Looks kind of like you.
I turned into a man in the third picture.
I'm at Big Stage. It's a typical startup. Staffers are crammed into a small makeshift office, hammering away at their laptops. They're working with software that lets you create animated versions of yourself, or avatars, based on pictures you upload. Big Stage CEO Phil Ressler.
We allow you to essentially create the digital you for a projection of self into the digital realm.
Big Stage's software might be used by advertisers, for instance, to put avatars into commercials. Someday you could click on a website and find yourself behind the wheel in the latest car ad.
We'll end up providing the effective software service, and in some cases, some creative assistance to do that, and we'll get paid for that.
Unlike many tech startups, Big Stage wasn't born in Silicon Valley. The software technology was created at the University of Southern California with a government grant. Now Big Stage licenses the technology from the university. Vice Provost Christina Hawley says USC, like many schools, still has money to invest in student and faculty innovation, despite the bad economy.
One of our roles is to manage the patent portfolio or intellectual property portfolio for the university. And then we evaluate it and we say, well, does it make sense to patent this idea?
Often it does. In 2006, universities generated around $1.5 billion in research-related income, much of it from licensing agreements. As venture capital and corporate research budgets shrink, Hawley says that number will probably grow.
Industry is interested. They are looking to universities to license technologies that are coming out of the research at the universities.
Al Schneider is a venture capitalist in Los Angeles. He says that doesn't mean other startups won't be able to land investors.
The companies that have really compelling stories are going to get funded. I think that the cream will rise to the top.
For those inventors who want the leg up a university can provide, there's a little catch. You have to be in school. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
A lot of people spend a lot of money on things like skincare, fast fashion, and even surgery, all in the name of self-improvement. But as the price of perfection rises, when is it time to call it quits? I'm Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable, a podcast from Marketplace. This season, we dig deep into the financial trappings of self-care and the real motivations behind our spending choices. Listen to This Is Uncomfortable wherever you get your podcasts.